Okay, Cosmos, regarding again this, well, we could get into the theodicy problem. The usual one, people saying, if God is good, how can he allow all this suffering to go on? Well, first of all, we have a free will. And which means we can turn to God, seek guidance from God, take shelter of God, acknowledging that we as rays from the God Son are totally dependent on God. And yeah, like that, as a child towards a parent, do you really think that the parent would just let the kid suffer and do all kinds of such whimsical things? Let some suffer, let some enjoy. But we can also decide not to care of God at all, whereas some people do. They just even deny the existence of God, which means they just try to do it on their own. And well, you know, we had the story of the lost son or whatever it's called in the Bible and so on. Leaving the parents, thinking, I'm great, I don't need parents. Well, then you are on your own. Now, since God is completely good to us, even when we desire to go out on our own and forget about God, God is still with us. Even makes up this whole dream, because that's what it is. Allows us to dream, because that is really included in our freedom and our creative freedom. But it is still a dream, this whole thing, because one day it is over. And if we just think of that, it gets pretty clear. Even if you had a nightmare, worse than anything you could experience in this world, last night, and you was suffering and full of fear, you don't even think of it now, do you? No one would blame God for giving you that nightmare. Because that nightmare, that specific nightmare, according to people like Freud, is coming up there for a purpose. There's a deeper meaning and purpose and cause to our dreams that are ultimately caused by ourselves in our actions and our desires, and also our fears, of course. So, but it's a dream. It's not for real. So God allows you to dream. And then those dreams that you have are really ultimately caused by yourself. Now, if that sounds too dreamy, think of the first thing that gives the practical solution. Saragraha. Saranagati. You really follow the guidance and the protection of that of God. And there won't be any suffering and mess anymore. Well, and it is a dream. May of course still be messy, because that's what dreams are, and it's still you there in a form, in an environment. Created by and upheld by your deeper mind and former activities. That's what karma is, really. But, and I can really honestly say that my own life is a proof of that. Even when there is this mess, whether caused by your own activities or whatever, I mean, obviously caused. You will either be saved from it in some miraculous way, or given strength, a higher awareness to transcend that dreamy level, to go lose it. And that's really the higher school here. Some it is just to be good, do the right activities with good karma and no mess. That's sattva. But those who really want to get to the reality of it all, they must be ready to get to that platform of seeing through this illusion and I altogether. And when you do, even when it's messy, won't touch you.